Jessica, how are things looking as the school year progresses for schools in Alamogordo and Otero County with the public health crisis going on with COVID-19?
Well, area schools received some good news last week. The numbers for infection rates have decreased in Otero County, which means Otero County was given that green label. Now, with that green label, the idea is that the school districts could choose to go into a hybrid model, which means students would be attending partially online and partially in person in classrooms face-to-face with the teacher. Now, a lot of area residents had expressed that, you know, that's really what they want for their children, to be in a classroom, that there's nothing like an education when it's face-to-face. What we understand now are that school districts are, or the school board members and administrators are starting to talk about bringing elementary age children back into the classrooms first. So the reason they start with elementary children is because they're looking at data that shows, you know, infection rates are really low among that age group. And when they do get this virus, that some of the symptoms are mostly mild. So New Mexico's Public Education Secretary Ryan Stewart said last week that they thought it was a smart move to start there. They're encouraging those school districts who are going to go back into a hybrid model or to begin a hybrid model to be really smart about how they're doing it. Some of the requirements for proceeding with the hybrid model was, one, that they were in a green county, which means infection rates are down, and two, that those districts submit to the public education department what they're calling, you know, a COVID safe plan. So basically how they're going to ensure student and staff and teacher safety, and also how they're going to respond if there is an outbreak or should, you know, a student or a staff member test positive, how they're going to respond. Last week, Tularosa School District said that they would be going back into the hybrid model for elementary age kids first, beginning the 19th of October. Alamogordo has said the same. They are now proceeding with cleaning up classrooms, doing the sanitizing, making sure their plans are in place, and getting their teachers trained really about how to teach in person amidst the virus.
Okay, so what are we hearing from parents or teachers or staff within the school districts, their concerns with this hybrid plan?
One of the interesting things about covering this type of story is that we always look for those disparate voices. We try to hear all of the arguments for and against when we're reporting. But what we see is there's been a lot of dissatisfaction with the online-only model from parents. I mean, that's for various reasons. It's that they feel, you know, their child isn't getting the best education that way, their child isn't spending enough time on learning, or their child isn't getting that social interaction that is necessary to really have a well-rounded student and a well-rounded kid. Some of it is also that, you know, there's just not enough access points for children in certain households. We are a county that has a high level of poverty, and so access to the internet and steady access to the internet is always an issue. So from the parent side, mostly it's a frustration with the online learning model. So they're excited to get their kids back in face-to-face time. Now, teachers and administrators, you know, there's some wariness there. The NEA, which is the National Education Association, it's the teachers union, has made some general comments about how it's good for children to be back in the classroom. It might be hasty to try to incorporate a hybrid model too soon for those districts that aren't prepared, and they're really looking for the safety of their teachers.
Jessica Ansures is the news director for the Alamogordo Daily News. Jessica, thanks for the update.